FL-PX, indeed, certain character is, there it is. 12-22, 2023, dictation is for Miss Diane Miller. Miller spells M-I-L-L-E-R, Diane spells D-I-A-N-E, date of birth is 08-10-1963. This is a 60-year-old female here with congestion, ear pain. Patient said this has been going on for approximately a week or two, but it's gotten worse in the last 3 days. Describe pain as sharp, rated pain 6/10. It says she's been using over-the-counter medication with no improvement, period. Next paragraph, review of systems. Patient reports pain in her right sinuses. She described pain as pressure-like, worse with leaning forward. Next line, she reports myalgia and chills. Next line, she reports discharge from her nose, which she described as green. Next line, she denies nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea. Denies neck pain or stiff neck, period. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication and allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes, period. Next paragraph. Physical exam, she's alert oriented, in mild distress. Vital signs are as follows: O2 status 98%, room air, blood pressure 123/77, pulse 90, respiration 18, temperature 98.7, period. Next paragraph. Nose congested, green discharge, erythematous and edematous terminates. Next paragraph. Face tender, left maxillary and frontal sinuses, open parenthesis, patient's sinuses exquisitely tender to palpation. Next paragraph. Respiratory good, inspiratory and expiratory effort, no adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress or paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph. Ear erythematous, right TM. The fluid is behind the TM, fluid appear purulent. Next paragraph. Abdomen distended, secondary to mild obesity. Non-tender, no rebound, no guarding. No visible peristalsis, period. Next paragraph, skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules, no vesicles or bulli, period. Next paragraph. Extremities, full range of motion of upper and lower extremities, no discomfort with range of motion, she bears weight well with no antalgic gait, period. Next paragraph. Neuro, alert, oriented times 3, cranial nerves 2-10 is normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and effect are normal, period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is acute otitis media. Assessment number 2 is acute sinusitis. Assessment number 3 is acute bronchitis. Assessment number 4 is cough, period. Next paragraph. In clinic today, patient, we did the following tests: flu, COVID, strep. These tests were all negative. Next paragraph. Patient received the following injections in the clinic: Rocephin, 1 gram, dexamethasone, 10 milligrams. She was observed in the clinic for an additional 15 minutes, after which she was reevaluated. She reports no side effects from the medication and said she's beginning to feel a little better. She was strongly encouraged to increase fluids to come back to the clinic if worse. To go to the nearest emergency room if we are closed. She was given the opportunity to ask questions, says she has none. She was sent home with the following medication: moxifloxacin, 400 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 5 days. Number 5, next medication, albuterol, 2.5/3 mils, 3 mils with ohm nebulizer, TID, PRN for cough, wheezing. Number 1 box, next medication, Singulair, 10 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 30 days. Number 30, End of dictation.